In the governor's race, Democrat Laura Kelly is out with a new TV ad. No surprise here. She once again attempts to tie Republican Chris Kobach to former Governor Sam Brownback and specifically his failed tax experiment.
I'm a Democrat.
I'm a Republican.
We both support Laura Kelly for governor.
Chris Kobach would be just like Sam Brownback. Lots of fighting, only making things worse.
Laura can.
So, Stephen Granda, Matty Fox, is this an effective strategy?
Well, I would say most elections come down to sort of a push-pull, a push away from things that you don't like, say the Brownback tax cut, and then a pull towards something better. This would be like the Hopi Changey stuff, the the policies, the candidates that excite you and want to get you out to the polls. So Laura Kelly has made a really good push case against Sam Brownback.
This kind of seems to me like an effort to attract the same kind of people who voted in 2016 to send more moderate Republicans to the state legislature. But what's questionable to me is whether Sam Brownback is really relevant in the minds of that many Kansas voters.
So you're just not sure, Stephen, whether there's still a Brownback hangover in Kansas.
Exactly right.
So the Republican Governors Association is fighting back with a new pro-Kobach ad. It's clearly aimed at keeping Republicans from straying to Kelly by saying that she's not of your tribe. She's, quote-unquote, too liberal for Kansas. But more important than that, of course, is the fact that Kobach's got President Donald Trump coming to Kansas to stage one of his patented rallies. That's a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal. I mean, we saw Donald Trump Jr. come out and stump for Kobach in the primary, but
right.
This is the president himself.
Yeah,
and Kobach has given Trump credit, saying he thought Trump's last-minute endorsement kind of put him over the top in the primary.
Okay, so we've got Kelly trying to tie Kobach to Brownback, Kobach trying to tie himself to Trump, and Republican 2nd District candidate Steve Watkins tying himself to what appears to be a significantly embellished bio. Last week, Watkins was forced to admit that he didn't start a defense contracting company from scratch, as he had claimed. And this week, an Associated Press story questions claims he made about being an adventurer.
A dog musher.
Now he's preparing for the Iditarod.
A mountaineer. And now Steve Watkins is taking on his toughest assignment yet.
Bringing some conservative Kansas values and Army leadership to the politicians on Capitol Hill.
So what new questions are being raised?
Well, Steve Watkins finished the 2015 Iditarod. That's no small feat, and no one is questioning that. But he competed again in 2018 and had to drop out. And the AP talked to someone who said when that happened, he was more concerned about the publicity surrounding it than he really was about things like taking care of the dogs he brought along with him. The biggest kind of inconsistencies the article pointed to were claims about Watkins when he was on Mount Everest. There was an earthquake that killed thousands of people, and his website had claimed that he had, quote, heroic leadership and attributed that to someone else who was with him. And the AP contacted that person who said they never said that.
Okay, so Watkins narrowly won a crowded primary, a primary in which many of the other Republican candidates questioned his honesty. Does this new evidence that he's played fast and loose with his bio, his resume for the job, essentially, is it a difference maker at all, or is it nickel and dime stuff?
Well, it strikes me as interesting that at the national level, we've seen Trump sort of say, don't necessarily take me in exactly my words, but take the sentiment, take the idea.
He tends to write above stuff like this.
Right. So it kind of seems like Watkins might be trying to use the same playbook.
One thing that has kind of surprised me is that we haven't really seen the Davis campaign latch onto this or ads on behalf of Davis, you know, calling out these claims by Watkins.
Well, one thing we know for sure is the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee is pulling back from some races that look a little lopsided, look like that they might not be able to hold those seats. But they're still pouring money into this race, maybe as much money here as any place in the country, which means they must think this is a competitive race.
Right. And Watkins is probably going to get a bump from Trump visiting just like Kobach will, because he's also going to get that endorsement on stage from the sitting president of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, guys, so fasten your seatbelts. About a month out from Election Day, a lot's going to happen between now and then. Stephen Granda, Matty Fox, thank you.
Thank you.